Hello, I'm Morris Powell. Welcome to A Little Like Music, Manx Radio's regular Thursday evening classical music hour. And I'm going to begin this evening's programme with an overture by a Victorian composer, now sadly forgotten. The composer is Edward Loder. He came from a very musical family in Bath. He was born in 1810, roughly the same year as Wagner, although they have nothing else in common, really. A musical family in Bath, of course. His father was a violinist and also a musical director at the Bath Theatre Royal. And Loder himself, worked in Bath. We know a good deal about music in Bath, partly because Jane Austen lived there for a while and mentions Bath, of course, in a number of her novels. But Bath was a cultural and musical place long before Jane Austen wrote about it. And there's a weird connection with Mozart and Bath, which I quite often think about. When Mozart was in Italy in the 1770s writing operas, precocious little lad that he was, he came across a castrato singer called Rautsini, Venanzio Rautsini. And for Rautsini, he wrote the lovely little motet Exultate Jubilate with the famous Alleluia as the last movement, one of Mozart's most popular pieces. Rautsini ended up, at the end of the 18th century, in Bath, and was a real mover and shaker in music in the town. So there we are. So, Edward Loder. Now, I'm going to play the overture to an opera called The Night Dancers, which was premiered in 1846 and had 56 performances, and was revived later in the century by the Carl Rosa Opera Company and so on. We never hear it now. The story of the opera is roughly the same as the ballet Giselle, which, of course, many of us know. Giselle, of course, has a cohort of apparitions called the Willies, which I suppose is where the expression "this or that gave me the willies" comes from. The Willies were not very nice ladies, really. They lured grooms at midnight from their wedding beds or whatever, and then dance them to death. So, yes, perhaps not quite what was expected. So, this is the story. The music of the opera, and I've heard extracts of it, is very attractive, but the overture will suit us very well. Edward Loder, Overture, The Night Dancers. Well, a lively and well-written overture by the Bath composer Edward Loder to his opera The Night Dancers. Let's have a little bit of English music for strings. This is the arrangement of the folk song Sally in Our Alley for string quartet or small string group by Frank Bridge. Frank Bridge is a wonderful composer, by no means as well known as he should be. I mean, he is remembered as the teacher and not exactly a sponsor, but certainly a great encourager of the very young Benjamin Britten. And Britten repaid Bridge's encouragement in his own variations on a theme of Frank Bridge for string orchestra, which is a wonderful piece of Britten. Frank Bridge himself wrote a number of large-scale orchestral works, I mean, particularly The Sea and Summer. They're wonderful pieces, very colourful, slightly impressionistic. If you're thinking of Bridge as a bit like sort of Elgar, Vaughan Williams, Walton, he's really not. His string quartets sound very avant-garde even today, and his orchestral palette, if I may put it that way, has definitely an impressionistic touch. Nevertheless, here's a very simple piece for a small string group, Sally in Our Alley. The music of Frank Bridge and a bit of a schoolboy howler there. I'm sure most of you spotted it. Of course, there was no trace of the tune Sally in Our Alley there. It was Cherry Ripe. In other words, I simply played the wrong piece. I will play Sally in Our Alley later in the programme. I can't account for it. I haven't had my hot chocolate yet this evening. That could be something to do with it. Anyway, that was Frank Bridge's arrangement of Cherry Ripe, which is gorgeous. I love the sort of playful opening and the way the tune creeps in on the cellos a little bit later on, much more lyrical, a long-breathed tune. So we'll have Sally in Our Alley, I promise you, a little later on. So we get an extra piece of Frank Bridge for nothing. There you go. Now, a piece of British light music, which I don't think I've played before, though the composer is fairly familiar. The composer is Richard Adinsall. He was born in 1904, died in 1977, and he was one of the most famous of British film composers of the last century. Dangerous Moonlight in 1942 brought forth, of course, the Warsaw Concerto, which has become a sort of a light music classic. Here's a little piece called Drifting. Oh, another thing about him I didn't know was that he often collaborated with the comedian Joyce Grenfell, who was a near contemporary of his, and they put on reviews and things together, and sometimes she added her own very funny words to some of his songs. So I didn't know that. Anyway, Drifting is a very wistful little piece. Charming little piece there by Richard Adinsall, the famed English film music composer of, among other things, the Warsaw Concerto. Now, let us turn to a composer who has never appeared in this series before and is one of those composers I like to sort of dig out from history, where they've sort of lain more or less forgotten or certainly undervalued. And yet, as I hope you'll hear in a few seconds' time, the music is absolutely delightful. The composer is the Czech composer Zdeněk Fibich, and I hope I've pronounced his name correctly, although I rather think I probably didn't. Zdeněk Fibich. Now, he was the younger contemporary of Smetana and Dvořák. Of course, their music is immensely well known, although even Smetana lags somewhat behind Dvořák in performances. There are lots of wonderful pieces by Smetana which are still underperformed today. Nevertheless, their names are very well known, but not Fibich. He's kind of slipped through the net. As I say, he was their younger contemporary. He studied in Leipzig. So he had to, his music kind of balances very strong German influences of the late 19th century with a strong measure of Czech nationalism as well. I think his music is really attractive. I could play an odd movement here or there and you would easily mistake it for Dvořák or Smetana. Let's hear a little bit anyway, get a flavour of what I'm rattling on about. This is the Scherzo from his Symphony No. 1. It was composed in 1877, premiered in 1883, so it has a playful opening and then a polka-style trio. See what you think.
Thank you.
The scherzo there from the Symphony No. 1 by Zdeněk Fibiš, the younger contemporary of Smetana and Dvořák. I think that's a really attractive piece. The opening of the scherzo has a kind of sweep and swirl of a typical Dvořák scherzo, and the trio has a kind of a forceful rustic stamp of a typical Smetana polka, so best of both worlds. We'll hear a little bit more from Fibiš later in the programme. Perhaps we'll hear the slow movement of that symphony if we have time. Let's turn to the music of Elgar now. I'm going to play the first of the two short pieces for small orchestra that he called Dream Children. These were completed in 1902, but they had been sketched many years earlier for an abandoned children's suite. They are both very touchingly poignant, if I can put it that way, and exquisitely scored. I think we've played them with the orchestra. I've certainly played them in the orchestra, other orchestras, or on two or three occasions, and they're very popular, lovely little pieces. So here's the first of the two Dream Children pieces by Elgar. The first of two lovely pieces by Elgar, exquisitely scored, that was the Dream Children number one. And I'm sure we'll have room for Dream Children number two in a later programme. Now let's move to the music of a living and breathing and still composing composer of British light music, Louise Denny, who lives near Hastings. I've spoken to Louise on the phone many, many times. She has a strange connection with the Isle of Man, which goes back to the 1960s, because at that time she was a hoofer, a dancer, and came over here for one of the summer shows when Dickie Valentine was the leading star. Unfortunately, Louise had an accident and damaged her foot, and that really put an end to her career as a dancer. So she became a composer, and a very fine one too. And she recalled to me, you know, when I was talking to her once, how kind Dickie Valentine was to her when she had this accident. He absolutely was very attentive and made sure that she was okay. Lovely story. Louise is most famous really for her military marches, a number of which are played regularly and have been adopted by various regiments. But she also wrote a lovely piece called Violette, which is really dedicated to Violette Szabo, who was awarded the George Cross for her activities in France during the Second World War. This is a gorgeous piece. We have played it with the orchestra, and very popular it was, but I can't resist playing it again. So, Louise Denny, Violette. I think that's a very attractive piece. It's got a very memorable tune which buzzes around in your head, and inspired in many ways. Lovely use of accordion to conjure up France, of course. Delightful flugelhorn solos, at the end there, so much better than a cornet or a trumpet, which Louise could so easily have used, but flugelhorn, that dark velvety colour, and gorgeous string writing throughout. Lovely piece. Well, I will play it from time to time, because it just, you know, fits a certain mood. Anyway, let's move on. The music of John Ireland, and a piece I'm sure I've played before. This is The Holy Boy. It began life as a Christmas song in 1913, and very lovely it is too. He transcribed it for strings, altering barely a note. In 1941, he wanted to preserve the essential sort of innocence of the original Christmas song. And it makes a wonderful piece for strings. John Ireland, The Holy Boy. The music of John Ireland, lovely piece for strings, The Holy Boy. It's barely 3 minutes long, and yet you couldn't improve it by changing even one note. It's a perfect little gem. Let's return to the music of Zdeněk Fibich, the Czech composer that we heard earlier in the programme. I'm going to play the slow movement, Adagio non troppo. That basically means slowly, but not too slowly, from his first symphony. It's a kind of romanza, really, for orchestra. Very attractive piece. Slow movement, then, of Fibich's Symphony No. 1.
Thank you.
Lovely slow movement there from the Symphony No. 1 by the Czech contemporary of Smetana and Dvořák, Zdeněk Fibiš. And I'm sure we'll return to his other symphonies. He wrote three, and they contain some wonderful movements, lovely moments. So, where does that bring us to? Well, we're not near the end of the programme just yet, but I guess the clock is ticking away there. Let's put right the schoolboy howler I made earlier. I'm going to play now the Frank Bridge arrangement for strings of Sally in Our Alley. We did hear by mistake the same composer's arrangement for strings of Cherry Ripe, which I hope you enjoyed. But here then is the one I should have played, Sally in Our Alley. So, the music of Frank Bridge, which we did hear a little earlier, that was his arrangement of the folk song Sally in Our Alley for strings. And I love the way he buries the tunes deep into the string textures. It's almost like that sort of hidden melody aspect they used to put on one or two TV programmes. I can't remember now what programme it was or who did them, but they had a feature called The Hidden Melody, where someone, probably a pianist, would play a well-known tune buried away in a complicated-sounding accompaniment. A bit like that. Interesting composer, Frank Bridge. We will return to him from time to time, I'm sure. And now to the music of Tony Lowry. I don't think this piece has appeared in the series before, but if it has, it's a long while ago, and it's certainly worth hearing again. Tony Lowry was for many years one half of a Four Hands in Harmony act, a successful two-piano act, which featured Tony Lowry and another composer of light music, Clive Richardson. And they packed the variety theatres and charmed radio audiences in the late 1940s. A kind of like a more popular version of Ravitz and Landauer, of course. I mean, they were famous for their charming and exciting arrangements of popular classical pieces. So here we have Lowry and Richardson. His actual compositions are quite few in number, but the one I'm going to play now, Seascape, became popular because the BBC used it as a signature tune for a radio series called The Windjammers. The music of Tony Lowry. Was Seascape by Tony Lowry, which brings us to the end of the programme. I hope you've enjoyed the selection this evening, so please join me again next Thursday at 9. We need something to play us out with. How about some Sydney Torch, Meandering? Have a wonderful musical week. Goodbye.